More news stories now, with people living alone occupying 39% of city homes. A Eurovision star busks in Norwich, and a council offers a full and personal apology to a city man following mould misery.
More than 25,000 houses and flats in Norwich are occupied by a person living alone, new research has revealed. The fine city has the highest number of lone tenants and homeowners in the UK outside of London, the 2021 national census found. Financial experts fear the major strain on sole occupiers facing down a cost of living crisis with only one income stream. Property bosses say the situation has arisen because of housing stock in the area. Mason Burrell of Brown & Co. Residential explained, "Norwich attracts young people to study, and many of them go on to stay, choosing to work in the city and rent or buy a house."
With the recent chilly weather, drivers have been assured Norfolk's roads will be kept clear of snow and ice this winter, with highways bosses having stockpiled 16,000 tonnes of salt for gritting runs. And Norfolk County Council leaders have said they are confident their contractors, Norse, have enough drivers to ensure gritting lorries will be able to go out when needed. The council says there are some 1,900 grit bins around the county which will be kept filled for people to use on roads, pavements and cycle paths. Last year, some parts of the country had shortages in drivers, but the council says Norse has sufficient drivers and is recruiting more for future resilience.
Forget feeling on cloud nine as people in the city were up in space, man, as Sam Ryder performed a surprise gig. Ryder shot to worldwide fame earlier this year as the UK entry for the Eurovision Song Contest, where his impressive vocals and catchy hit Spaceman led him to be voted the runner-up. The singer, who also has more than 13 million followers on TikTok, announced on his Instagram account that he was in Norwich to busk and asked for suggestions of where to perform. The 33-year-old appeared outside Wagamama's at Chantry Place, sporting a mint green duffel coat and a tie-dye T-shirt. He then started singing accompanied by his guitarist, Louis Nelson, beginning with Queen's Radio Gaga as crowds began to gather. Shortly after, he was asked to move location by security at the shopping centre, so he took the crowd with him and pitched up at the Forum.
Christmas. It can be a time for families to celebrate, and for others, just another day, a lonely one. There will be parties, present giving and feasting for some, but not for all. There will be those who will draw the curtains and wait for life to get back to normal, whatever that means. These are tough times. People are running out of money. It will be a cold and hungry Christmas for some. But despite all the problems and hardships, there are many who spend much of the time reaching out to others. Thank goodness for groups such as Chit Chat, which offers the hand of friendship, advice and guidance to others. 3 years ago, members of the St Stephen's Gate Medical Practice Patient Participation Group in Norwich got together and opened up a drop-in centre at the old hospital chapel nearby. Chit Chat is a group which opened its doors to give anyone of any age a drink, a biscuit and the opportunity to sit down and talk to others. Although numbers are increasing, we are very much aware that there are many out there who I am sure would benefit from coming along to see us, said Noreen.
Norwich City Council has apologised to a city man after it claimed severe mould and damp in his flat were caused by his lifestyle. Following the incident, the council was ordered to pay compensation to Andy Sharp, who lives in a two-bedroom flat in Sleaford Green off Aylsham Road. Mr. Sharp took his concerns to the Housing Ombudsman Service last year after a council inspector claimed the mess was caused by his lifestyle, which he denied. But now the council has apologised to Mr. Sharp, accepting the ombudsman's ruling, which saw it ordered to pay fines totalling £900. A spokesperson for Norwich City Council said, "We completely accept the Ombudsman's findings and will be in direct contact with Mr. Sharp to offer him a full and personal apology. We will also arrange to pay the £900 compensation immediately as set out in the Ombudsman's report and agree dates for the remaining work to be completed to Mr. Sharp's home."
The best of the region's unsung heroes have been recognised with a feel-good ceremony organised by our sister paper, the EDP. It's the 10th year the Stars of Norfolk and Waveney Awards have taken place, and the annual event continues to shine a light on those in our community who have shown selfless acts of kindness, bravery or heroism. Supported once again by its headline sponsor, Hopkins Homes, the awards are an opportunity to thank the groups, organisations and individuals who have gone the extra mile across 12 different categories. The overall star award, which is decided by the judges, went to Danny Maloney. The 52-year-old of Norwich was nominated for his efforts, raising more than £1 million for charities, and, most recently, helping children diagnosed with cancer. All the winners received tickets from Norwich Theatre to this year's pantomime and a family bowling day out courtesy of Super Bowl UK. And the winner of the Young Person of the Year award received 4 VIP tickets to the award-winning Old Buckingham Air Show, while the category's finalists also received tickets to its 2023 air show.